For God Bless America magazine, this is Gordon Dixon. Today we have a special interview, and Brother Byron Fox is going to introduce our special guest.
Thank you, Brother Dixon. You and I have so enjoyed all of these interviews, and I'm sure today it will not be an exception. Today, our special guest is Mr. Matt Leach, and he's the president and CEO of World Arts. And I first met him as we began printing these gospel coloring books. I actually got on a plane and flew out there and met with him, and we'll talk about that maybe during the interview today. But Matt, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you, Byron.
Yes. Well, we're so indebted to you. I approached you about doing this magazine, and you were immediately ready to help us. And you gave us a great quote. And of course, you've got a wonderful staff. You've got about 60 folk that serve out there. Tell us a little bit about World Arts and how you got in the printing industry and so forth.
Well, it all started as a family business 30-plus years ago. The family moved back from Maryland and started a newspaper, a local newspaper. There were four weekly papers and a daily paper. And they ran those when they had three sons that helped them with the business. And after years of dealing with newspapers and the like, they started to do a little bit of commercial printing on the side. Relative to across the alley, there was a printing company out of Indianapolis that had a division that was right across the alley from where they were at. They decided to try to purchase that printing division, which was offered up for sale. They bought it, and they took the name of the newspaper, which was the Spencer Evening World, and the printing company that they bought was called White Arts. And they took the world from the Spencer Evening World and the arts from White Arts, and they created World Arts. So that's where the name came from.
Yeah.
And so they started in the commercial printing space as a subset to their newspaper divisions, and grew it very, very rapidly with the help of some large companies in the area. And probably 2008, I believe it was, the patriarch of the family passed away. The brothers ran it for a few more years, decided that they wanted to go different directions. Two of the brothers sold their ownership. One brother remains on the board as the chairman of the board. And I started here in 2006 and started out as an operator. That came from another printing shop, and 18 years later, here I am, president, CEO, after holding many different positions through the company.
Yeah.
So I've got about 36 total years of printing experience in the industry, so it's been an interesting ride for sure.
Well, it certainly shows that you know what you're doing, and you've got such great customer service as well as reasonable prices. And, you know, I mentioned as we opened in the interview that I flew out there to meet you and to meet your staff. And I told you about this great desire I had to print a million coloring books. And when
right.
I said the word million, you said, let's take a tour of the building.
Of course.
And yes. And since then, you've printed, as of right now, at the time of this interview, 168,000 coloring books for us. And I just got another quote for some more that we want to print this fall. And you've never missed a deadline. And you've always kept me appraised. And the price has never been more than you quoted. It's always been exactly what you quoted or maybe less.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've been extremely good to work with. And I just want to say thank you. Well, what's the website address that people can come and maybe start using you to help them print?
Yes, it's waprinting.com is the web address.
So waprinting.com.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'll just tell you, everyone listening to this, if you're a pastor, a leader of any sort that needs some printing done, you owe it to yourself to at least get a quote from World Arts. And I'll give a testimonial that I have had extremely good service with Matt, Anna, who serves there, that I always connect with, and all, you know, just all of your people have been a pleasure to work with. And Matt, I just want to thank you. Now, this magazine, on the back of the magazine, the back cover, at the very bottom, we've got a little ad about you, World Arts. Yes. I asked you if we could get that put on there, and you were happy to do that.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that was the 100,000 opportunities for advertising right there.
Absolutely. I thought the same thing, because it's a beautiful piece of work, and you're someone, you're a company and someone that I really want to endorse that can be so helpful to churches across the nation. And
we pride ourselves in being a very ethical company with great people, with great customer service. We're an ISO 9001:2015 certified company, which means that we maintain a national quality standard.
Sure.
And we're in a small town and a small community, you know, out in the country. And the values here are a lot different than they are in some of the big cities. But that doesn't mean you can't get good quality printing and good customer service and on-time delivery and all that kind of thing if you have to go outside the city. So that's kind of what we hang our hat on, is we feel like we've got a top-notch facility, top-notch equipment, top-notch people. If we can get somebody in here to show them what we've got, what we can do, and with some testimonials on top of that, you know, it can be a real good thing for us.
I agree. And I don't think we've even mentioned the town that you serve, that you work from. Spencer, Indiana.
Yes. Yeah. Spencer, Indiana. Yes. Little Spencer, Indiana, a town of 2,300 people.
Is that right? I knew it was small. I didn't know the number. I was preaching in Indianapolis, and then I went further down south below you. And that's when I stopped in to take that tour that day. And I've got to come back. Yes. I just got to find my way back to Spencer, Indiana, and take another tour. Yeah. Well, Matt, it's been a delight to interview you a little bit today. Is there any final comment that you want to say to our listeners?
And specifically to you and your organization, it's been a pleasure working with you for the last couple of years. And, you know, you bring so much to us, and we thoroughly enjoy working with people that are very, very good to work with and honorable people. And it makes us feel good when we can service those type of people and they appreciate what we offer. So we just want to say thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for those kind words. I remember I took the tour with you, and I asked for a quote on 15,000 coloring books, came back in the room, and I think it was Katie, whatever her name was, handed me a stack of papers to fill out as far as her credit application. I said, well, I don't fill those out. She said, well, we wouldn't print for you if you wouldn't. I said, well, I was going to pay in full today. She said, welcome aboard.
Exactly right.
You do like customers who do pay.
Absolutely. There's really no sense in us doing our work if we're not going to get credited for it. So
that's exactly right. Well, Matt, one more time, I'll say thank you. And for all of our listeners, it's waprinting.com, waprinting.com. And this is the president and CEO. His name is Matt Leach. He's got a wonderful staff, and I'd encourage you to go to that website and do some research. Matt, thank you so much. Brother Gordon.
It really has been a pleasure to talk to you today and to hear about the quality of work that you produce. And Matt, you know, just to hear that you have worked every job in that print shop, I am very familiar with that. I've worked most of those myself. And so, you know, even when you bring on new employees, the crucial training they have to do. So I've really enjoyed listening to this today. So
thank you.
Byron Fox and Matt Leach, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
And for our listeners, we hope that you will get the God Bless America magazine. If you are not familiar with how to get that and you're getting this audio and it's not in the context of the magazine, if you would go to godandcountry.me, godandcountry.me, And there you can either request a printed edition, or you can get the digital edition, or even listen to the audio edition. And this will be part of the webpage there. Thank you again so much for listening.